Here with your MarketLine Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. It's that time of year that markets are watching weather very closely. Corn is being planted or has been planted, and wheat is approaching harvest in some areas. Standard Grain's Joe Vaklavic says that both dryness and freezing temperatures could be factors in the Midwest.
You'd start off with dryness that's been building in the southern plains and also in part of the northern plains. If you look at the drought monitor, you have drought that started essentially in parts of Colorado and further west than there. And it's moved east. It's moved into at least the western half of Kansas, maybe the Oklahoma, Texas panhandle neighborhood. And then you've got some lesser dryness that's developing in, say, the western half of North Dakota. I'm not going to get overly excited about this. I'm not going to say that you need to be real bullish row crops, especially. There could be some implications for the HRW wheat crop, I think. We've also got, in addition to the dryness, you've got this freeze or frost event that's forecasted for this coming weekend. And there are a lot of areas of the Corn Belt that are going to see freezing temperatures. So there's talk about emergence issues. There's also talk about the potential for switching away from corn and toward soybeans, or maybe replants of acres that were corn and them being replanted into soybeans.
Vaklavic doesn't see these weather concerns immediately impacting the markets, but says they're worth watching for farmers and commodity marketers. With the Ag Information Network of the West, this has been your MarketLine Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.